Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Mam's Ass Clowns across the fruited nut Zog Plain in the open air Coast to Coast Nut House. We call Zog Babylon the Third and the Final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the House of Israel. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Greetings. This is episode number 185 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 28th of July, 2013. It is what? 8:40 or 4, Granby, Uncentral, Unstandard, what the hell time. I imagine a lot of the tards are over on Juice Militia with this character called June Friend, and someone said that they had Mike the Kike Delaney pissing and moaning about me. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about Mikey Kike a little bit. I had a little bit of a run-in with him over on Nimtard Radio last night. Anyway, tonight's episode is called Never As These Jews and Mongols Pretend. Now, over the past week or so, especially during this week, it turned cool here in southwest Missouri. It is 67 degrees, supposedly, in Joplin. That's almost unheard of in southwest Missouri in late July. Usually, the last week of July is the hottest in the entire year. And, you know, heck, 67 degrees. Now, I have been pouring a good deal of concrete, and I've been listening to the shows by the Pisser, by the Finkelschini, by Carolyn Yenta, by all the Movement Tards. I haven't listened to June Friend. I'm still laughing at his June 3rd article to where he had admitted that he, spawned a half-gook daughter or something like that, and a bunch of people pretty well ridiculed him, and rightly so, for doing so. But, anyway, I was listening to old, I just listened all together to, Finkelschini. Him and old Nigger Lips Brian Rio are bitching about Elier. Last night I was trolling Elier. I took a screenshot of Finkelschini. Visser was on over at Finkelschini's. Then he went over to Elier's. And then I made a crack about how the Sephardics ought to stick together and how Visser shouldn't be going ass to mouth with the Ashkenazis and how the Sephardics ought to stick together. So then Elier went ahead and blocked me as guest number 13 or something. Anyway, I was listening to Pisser Possum. And the Pisser Possum is whining about this show being a gossip show. Now, the Pisser Possum Turds is nothing more than gossip. It's gossip, and, here is this piece of shit. Now, I've seen its picture with it and its daughter. I know dang well what the hell it's been doing. I wouldn't doubt that Jeremy Visser is a top old Pisser Possumette. But, hey, I don't think it matters to Zog, because they look at, old Jeremy, he's just being a red nigger Sephardic melungeon. He's breaking in old Pisser Possum. Pisser Possumette here. Training her that she's white, sort of, and teaching her to pollute, any Whigger bloodlines that are left. I mean, that's what Visser does. Visser went ahead and showed a picture of its high yellow, old lady. And here old Visser was calling me a pedophile and claiming they had two witnesses. Don't have any witnesses. A couple weeks ago, I went and asked, okay, Visser, where is your witnesses against me? Is my grandson talking to you? Answer, no. And here these, here are these two Mongol Jew perverts are running around, hiding, hiding their real names, hiding their real faces, and I know what Visser looks like. I got a picture of him. Anyway, last night, Mike the Kike Delaney came in and News Kike let me on. I guess News Kike was having the first show in about 3 weeks. And I got on to News Kike for the first time in person since April 5th of 2010. Pretty well, somebody over had had warned me that Newskike and, you know, Judas the Juiced or James the Just here, this mongrel, this red nigger mongrel, pretend to be Jesus Christ's brother, had, you know, were bitching and pissing and moaning about me. And, oh, about 2 weeks earlier, I found out later that Brian Real, a.k.a. Sword Brethren, a.k.a. Old Nigger Lips, and Mike the Kike Delaney had gotten my webpage, PastorLinstead.org, taken down because they were mad because I reprinted an article by Kurt Maynard talking about Mike the Kike Delaney and his little Jew boy friend, Kaplan. Another Jew killer or whatever. And when I called up, here's Mike Kike Delaney. Oh, you got a picture of a turd. Ah, he's whining and pissing and moaning about that. But I asked him, what are you doing if you claim to be Christian identity? What are you doing with a Jew? Why are you hanging around with a Jew? And later on, a different Obadiah 118, there was a woman named Pilgrim who was on the very first movement turds. And this Obadiah 118 was a deranged Anglo-Mestizo criminal of some sort, was yapping about honor court beatdowns. Now, listen to Visser or listen to these other criminals. I mean, shoot, I was locked up with mams or criminals like that. And they pretend to be tough. Now, you know, ever since, what, 2003 in Lawrence versus Texas, though, it's different from being locked up, what, for 30 days for contempt of court like I was way back in 1996, in April 1996 for 30 days, illegally, of course, because I refused to pay a bogus ticket and trial costs on a bogus burnout headlight charge. And, you know, here I was locked up for, well, supposedly 30 days. Actually, only 28. They got tired of me pretty quick. So they got rid of me the quickest time they could. You know, in April of 1996. And back then, it used to be criminal to essentially have consensual sodomy. Now, the criminals, just like Visser and Brian Wright and the rest, they engage in recreational sodomy all the time. The Anglo-Mestizo perverts and the rest, they like playing like this one character, they like playing butt darts with each other. And that's what Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser talk. I mean, I know dang well Visser's a criminal. Visser is talking about how he's going to ordain some criminal who got out of prison next week or next month or what have you. I mean, any criminal that shows up is more than likely some sort of cork-eyed mamzer from the so-called Aryan Brotherhood, just like Brian Wright and Visser. Cork-eyed mongrels. Cork-eyed, you know, Jews. Now, Brian Wright was an Ashkenazi melungeon. Visser's a Sephardic melungeon. And here they are, talking about how big and bad they are. They're not big and bad. Visser wasn't big and bad. Hell, he went running after Bridget the Idiot in 2010 when she went up to see Mommy and took the kids up with her. And I guess he ran up there and Mommy, you know, Bridget the Idiot's Catholic mother, got annoyed. So Visser ran back to Brooks, Georgia. He got thrown in jail for 3 weeks on a stalking charge. He took down his webpage the day after, you know, the morning after he got out, around 10:30 my time. Probably around 11:30 his time. He started taking down his webpage, his forum, everything. Took down his Facebook page, just left nothing but nothing without you. I had a picture of Pisser Possumette, you know, hugging her daddy while daddy looks like a sinful melungeon. I mean, hell, to me, it's sort of like a confession. But moving on here, here's Visser pretending to be, you know, real big and bad. And I was listening to the, you know, what, Desert Island Pisser Possums. And here is Visser bringing up, in late 2008, 2009, you know, early 2009, before I know that essentially these bogus charges against me are going to be dismissed, I offered, you know, viscerous whining that, hey, he was out of money. He had to go ahead and work for his mother a couple days a week. You know, the poor little pisser possums were starving. The Georgia CPS was nosing around. Essentially, the Yukoi people, along with, what is the name here from Rick Spring faction, were saying Christian Ide is a cult. And here I do. Here I go ahead and offer to put up Visser and his family in my hovel across the street. And Visser went ahead and reminded that, and he screamed, I ain't gonna live in the same place where Lindstedt molested his grandson Malachi. Going on and on and on about that horseshit. Well, Visser didn't say a dang thing. Visser didn't call me a child molester until, well, he had his little old sock puppet seed liner, you know, pretending to be a caveman. You know, his little sock possum over there. Claim it. Essentially, Visser is a piece of shit. Visser's always been a piece of shit. I got tired of Visser. And he was announcing that Sci-Fi Faber was going to come back here. Well, let's see. I doubt it. I doubt Sci-Fi Faber is going to be real wonderful to Visser. You know, I remember, let me go ahead and post Sci-Fi Faber's last post here. You know what I mean? Sci-Fi didn't like the way it was looking up here. Okay? Let's see. Sci-Fi Faber. Now, Sci-Fi Faber was an idiot who hung around Hal Turner. But, essentially, you know, Visser pretends it's Sci-Fi Faber's idea to kick me out of my own church. He just went ahead and unilaterally banned me from his forum, banned me from his webpage, without any word. And I was going, what the hell's going on? And, essentially, it was Visser's idea all to begin around what? A day or so early, and here comes Sci-Fi. He sends a letter. Lindstedt is covering up for Visser. Visser's a scumbag, too. It was Visser's idea to do that. I didn't know it was Visser's idea to do it, but I was tired of it. You know, I was annoyed at Visser. I had figured out. Yeah, I'd figured out on, what, July 5th, 2009, when, after Brian Rio was stalking John Britton and his family for the umpteenth time, he went ahead and called the racial fraud that is Christian Identity, called everyone, including me and John Britton, who he hadn't seen, ever seen, still hasn't seen a picture of, called everyone Mamsers, including not only Pastor Richard Butler, but called Wesley Swift a Chinaman mongrel. What the hell? And here is a slant-eyed Jew, Ashkenazi Melungeon Jew, Brian Wright, prison tats, you know, slant eyes, looks like John Britton came up with a picture of a 1200 BC Hittite prince that looked like Brian Wright, aka Billy Wood's younger brother without the prison tats. Upturned banana nose, slant eyes of a Hittite. And the Hittites, you know, I checked out a book here. I got Kindle Prime. I checked out a book by a Russian, he's probably a Russian Jew, saying that the House of Israel and the House of Judah were two different people, and he pretty well confirmed my Hyksos, you know, my and Josephus' Hyksos theory about how the Exodus occurred during the Hyksos rule of about 100 some years. But in case, here's Visser dealing with this mongrel, this Jew mongrel. They're big buddies. And here's Bridget the Idiot. She wants to ban me and Pastor John Britton. She wants to somehow kick John Britton out as senior pastor of Gillette's Church of the Sons of Yahweh so her and Visser and Brian Wright can get a hold of essentially Gillette's, you know, trust fund, you know, $400,000 by Harold Groom's estate, the dead Nazi. And I go ahead, I look, and I don't know if Visser and Brian Wright know that the charter will be over with pretty soon. So I go ahead and point out is that, hey, on this other form of yours, you said you resigned in May 2007. So since you resigned, you can't come back and remove anyone on the basis of alleged drunkenness because, hey, you don't know any of this shit. And besides, do you think Ray Redfern was so stupid? Go ahead and look at the Constitution of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. It's on what's left of that, left of the webpage. You couldn't do that even if you were a member of the board of directors, and you're not. Neither are you, Visser. And Visser always believed he should have been senior pastor, but Gillette didn't trust him. Gillette, being a criminal himself, recognized another criminal. And I saved, as I look at Gillette's church twice, once by begging Pastor John Britton to serve as senior pastor after Gillette and Joe Johnson made a mess of it, and the second time by saving his charter, and essentially he ran ahead and renewed the charter. I think he probably fraudulently renewed the charter, but it doesn't really matter to me. I just assume, Gillette get it as Zog does it, but hey, Gillette's a Zog bot. Anybody who hangs around Gillette, like Angela Macizo Truitt found out, will more than likely be testified against in front of the federal grand jury. That's why Angela Mestizo Truitt left. You have in this movement all sorts of mamsers. C.I. Skinbird, a.k.a. Cynthia Keene. She's a mongrel. Pretend to be Christian identity. If you go over to Visser's? Visser's show? Or you go over to, let's see. Eli James show. You have all these mongrels. And so I've been listening to these sundry posts here. Folks, Visser, I have a picture of Visser from February, 2010 at Pete Peter's baptism event. You can see the reptilian dark eyes. You can see the hooked nose. You can see the swarthy skin. That's Visser. As far as Obagenderbender is concerned, heck, Obagenderbender looks worse than Visser. Doesn't dare show its snout here. Now, folks, if you are going to follow some man, you ought to at least know that he's white. You ought to at least know what he looks like. But hey, folks, when I first got in the movement, it was about 2 years before the internet took off. And people couldn't hide. By the way, speaking of somebody who's made fun of it, I don't know if any of you know about this here, but they're bitching over on VNNF. Over on VNNF here, they're bitching. Even Vargina, the colostomy bag licking meerkat, is bitching about some heifer who claims to be called Freya something or another. And she's a porn actress, and Linder not only approved her account, but made her a moderator. So now she's able to look at the IP numbers, able to look at the email addresses. And here's old Vargina, he's bitching. I found out about this here just a little bit before. Over on VNNF here, Vargina is bitching, saying, I urge members who have signed up on VNN using their private emails to Google your email addresses and make sure no personal information can be found with the address. Go to your user options and change your email to a new account you made specifically only be linked to your VNNF forum account. Come to think of it, that won't do much since vBulletin stores a history of changes, so your old email would still be on file. Just like if you were to start using Tor or Proxy, your old IP addresses would still be in the system. It's best to take these precautions from day one when starting an account on any forum. Well, folks, I have told people ever since December 2009 when Linder testified against old Bitch Tits Bill as a prosecution witness about Bitch Tits Bill's account on VNNF here when he didn't need to have it. I said that, you know, Linder is running a data mining operation just like old Genderbender is. These critters want you to sign on to their forum and then look at your email, look at your IP number. So here's Vagina saying, well, hey, you need to go ahead and change it. It's not even going to do you any bit if you change your address, though, because guess what? Anybody who's a moderator is able, because you know, I run a vBulletin forum, is able to see your IP address. Folks, I know all about this because, shoot, I spy on about everybody. Well, I was spied on Jamie Kelso's idiot board. Oh, by the way, I went over to Spermfront and Don Black closed his thread. He sort of got tired of people talking about what a scumbag his worthless wigger son was. But moving on. Linder has given someone who is at best lying and faking who she, parentheses, is, or at worst, an interracial porn star, access to your IP addresses, and thus a broad idea of your location and your email address, and he has absolutely no qualms about it. That's Linder who has no qualms about it. Linder has allowed this. He has absolutely no qualms about when I discuss with him. So here's Vagina bitching to Linder, well, are you sure you ought to let somebody who you don't really know have access to the members' IP numbers around where they live? Do you really think that they, you know, you really think they should know? Linder don't have a problem with it. Well, folks, Linder has been a gut-sick Guido Kiken weasel with Crohn's or Jew ass gaze. He's always been a Zog false front. He was set up by Pierce, and Pierce was a Zog bot. For a short time, he had to go with Billy Roper. And Billy Roper was, you know, free with Zogbots like Rick Spring. And then he went with Trader Glenn Miller. So why should Linder care? The entire purpose of VNNF is running a Zog false front. Okay? Alright? But the more likely when she, Princess, decided to leak them, do you think he would care about your privacy? Well, no, Linder don't care about your privacy. Why should he care if somebody who is causing mischief is revealing your, you know, going ahead and taking care of your privacy when at the same time he's running a Zog false front? He's running a data mining operation for Zog Babylon, just like Al Turner, just like Stormfront. Remember the Bill White credit card leak? I've been loyal to VNN for years and have wasted thousands of hours of my time working on VNN for nothing in return other than problems, and I've been involved in dozens of activist projects to draw in new members to the site. TAA number 4, the Aryan, you know, that's Trader Glenn Miller's little literature project, being the larger project in my opinion. Only for Alex to treat people's private information as new members to, you know, as a joke. Non-political sites protect people's personal information more carefully. You would think a white national site would as well. Why did I waste so much of my time trying to bring in more members when someone, a poor character that no one even knows, is trusted with moderator privileges? Remember Elisha Strom? And would be allowed to collect information on users and just be on a VNN will be a privacy risk. And for what? We don't even have any activity in the friend section that warrants needing a moderator. The only posters active in that section are Freya and its sock puppets. Stephen Vagina is beginning to think a little bit. about what Master is doing. Master is a sick Jew boy with a bleeding asshole from Crohn's. Sort of like Dan Johnson. Sort of like Brian Wright. Visser's, you know, Ashkenazi Melungeon buddy. Folks, this is what all these characters show up here. They're out data mining. You can't really justify spending billions and billions of dollars on the Department of Homeland Security. Certainly not when they're letting Arabs run wild and do whatever in order to justify Fast and Furious giving Beaners guns here so they can go ahead. I mean, Zog is not worried really about what goes on in Afghanistan or Iraq. It's worried that all the crap that it's pulling will mean the white people just have enough and they go ahead and start shooting pigs and regime criminals and lynching them and skinning them. Skinning out Jews and, you know, Uyghur regime criminals, which I think is a good idea. Zog has all these forums as honey traps. And because it takes anything here, I can't tell you that it really matters. I mean, Zog can go to my IP and just, you know, arrange a slurp. That's what, you know, Michael Crichton used to call it in Congo, a piggyback slurp. Zog slurps up every single telephone call, every single email, web page use or whatever on everything here. So as a result, does it really matter that Obagenderbender is spying on you or Linder is spying on you? Probably not. If you're worried about it, you should pretty well stay off the internet. Not be listening to the show. Okay? But the point I'm trying to say is that this is a movement show. This is about what's going on in the movement. And folks, you look at critters like Visser. You look at Eli James, who looks like a Chicago Sephardic Jew. Look at Visser. No, or Fink. And Fink's family. Jews. Mike the Kike Delaney last night. I said, hey, you look like the Fourth Stooge. You look like, what, Curly Howard's brother, Scruffy. Give me a knock, 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 knock. Make William B. happy. Come on, Mike the Kite, give me a knock, 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 knock. Say knock, 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 knock. Well, what happens, old Mike the Kite Delaney was laughing and giggling here, like a sort of a caught Jew, but he never would give me a knock, 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 knock. He's probably saying an earful about me on over on Truth Militia. But folks, people are getting aware of Mike the Kike Delaney's behavior. Hell, he went ahead and stole this little Jew boy named Xander or Zion Crime Factory's material. Just went ahead and stole it. Mike the Kike Delaney ain't able to think up anything new. He went ahead and stole from this, you know, what, this 9/11 whatever thing he did here, missing links, something like that. Stole it from some nigger. Mike the Kike Delaney's altogether been a Zogbot. Wickstrom's been a Zogbot. Now, you know, Fink, I think he's a Zogbot too. He's just a nerd too, trying to change Christian Denny, and so is Eli James, and so is Visser, whining, whining, whining about tolerance for Christian, you know, for Israelite brethren. Well, look, Visser, you're not an Israelite. You're a Sephardic Melungeon. Some nigger, good deal of red nigger, and Jew in you. Your mongrel kids, your mongrel wife. Hell, just go ahead and look at Visser's full-blood brother, Sean Aaron Visser. At least that critter knows that it's not going to pass as a white man. And it doesn't want to play. It just wants to go to Disney World and behave itself. So folks, this is what we have in our movement. Now there are some people, like Hunter Wallace, you know, Greg Johnson. Why, I'm either polite to them or I even like them here. Because I think they do something useful. They give negative criticism. They're not the sort of people who will shoot Jews in the head or Uyghurs in the head. But what they do is that they stir up Uyghurs. They're Uyghur whimperers. And thus I find them useful. And therefore, I don't have a problem with them here. What they say about how Detroit and Philadelphia and St. Louis and all these other nigger-run places are turning to shit. You know, it's the same thing Harold Covington said in his novels. When you have niggers, you have shit. When you have beaners, you have shit. And as America becomes more and more and more less white, and more mud, you will have a third, you know, you will have a third world country. And therefore, Zog Babylon will not be able to maintain it. So what to do? The answer is there isn't much you can do. All you can do is look after yourself. Look after your family, the ones that are worth saving. Some of my family is not worth saving. Some of them are. But essentially, most of the ones who are able to be worth saving are already taking steps to save themselves. And those who aren't worth saving have usually worked to betray those who are worth saving to Zog Babylon. Folks, I find far more problem here, not the niggers, not the Jews, not even the Jews. I find the Uyghurs to be the biggest problem. And until Uyghurs die, and any Uyghur who tolerates treasonous Uyghurs dies, there's not going to be any time of change. It isn't until we end up having, well, pretty well, just a remnant who are alive. And when Christ comes to save them, the purpose of the Great Tribulation is to whittle down to this remnant. And then Christ returns in Revelation chapter 19. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to go ahead catch up on the chat room. From my Gary, Logan is on vacation. And Gary, I called him, I told him that this would probably be a show he wouldn't be much interested in. And Tuesday night, I'm pretty sure we're going to have Gary on because I want to discuss a book that I checked out to where I think it's a Russian, might be a Russian Jew, but he pretty well talks about, you know, the difference between the house of Israel and the house of Jacob. And he goes ahead and tries to say, well, just sort of like Keith Southworth, that the Israelites were these Amorite Canaanites who had migrated to Egypt. And they pretty well come up. Now, folks, if you really believe in the Bible, the secret to do it is not to go ahead and look at what people say in history. Folks, you cannot get the truth about what happened, except by accident. What happened, February 26th of 2012, with Zimmer, Mamzer, and Trey Nigger. You cannot get the truth about what happened, a year and a half ago. You can know some of the truth, but you can't really get the full truth about what happened a year and a half ago. Why does anybody think you're going to find the truth about what happened 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago? And if you are going to get the truth, why are you looking at it from Zoglings? The truth of the matter is that the ruling pharaohs of the New Kingdom of the 18th dynasty destroyed everything they could find about 150 or 200 years of Hyksos rule. They destroyed every papyrus. They destroyed every hieroglyphic. They destroyed every monument. They destroyed everything they could about the Hyksos. And so they gave themselves credit for kicking the Hyksos out. They certainly wouldn't have claimed that the Hyksos were weakened by a revolt and a leaving of Hyksos slaves, a.k.a. our people. So, in case, the point I'm trying to say is that most of the time you cannot find out what the truth was a year ago. Why in the world should you rely on what Jews say? What happened, 2,000, 4,000, 6,000 years ago? The answer is you shouldn't and you can't. You either believe what the Bible says. And if you can't relate it to what Jews say the historical record is, don't bother. You either believe because you know inside you, because you are what you are, or essentially you're just some little critter that worships yourself, and essentially, you know, you're going to be blown about by the winds of whatever so-called experts, namely Jews, tell you. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Hail Victory.